From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Dark Days, Book 28 in the Endworld series by David Robbins. Now, let's begin. Armageddon was just the beginning. Nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons have ravaged the planet. Toxic clouds devour all in their path. Pus-covered mutates crave flesh. The dead rise. Sanity hangs by a shred. The Freedom Federation has been decimated by the dark science of the madman, Thanatos. And now, at the survivalist compound called the Home, the terror continues. Chapter 1. The creature came out of the wasteland in the dark of a moonless night. It stopped at the edge of the clearing and reached out with its enhanced senses. A human was on the west rampart. Fainter, it registered two others. That fit the intel. The warriors were divided into triads. It grinned in anticipation and bared its razor-edged teeth. Already it could taste the delicious flesh and the warm blood. The creature reached out again, this time into the forest around it. It detected no mutates or zombies or death clouds. No threats of any kind were near. It would be safe for the few minutes it was vulnerable. Closing its eyes, it spread its long arms and willed its glands to release the chemicals that brought about the change. Pale fluid flowed from every pore. Its body seemed to fold in on itself, to shrink until it was barely a fourth of its original height. Blonde curls sprouted from its scaly pate. Its slanted eyes became round and blue. Where before its naked form showed no evidence of gender, now it resembled a human female. The clothes were always the hardest, or rather, the illusion of clothes. It molded its flesh with great mental care, its skin assuming the aspect of a dress. Its feet became shoes. The change complete, the creature looked down at itself. Of all the shapes it was capable of assuming, it liked human guises the least. Humans were frail and pathetic, and it was anything but. The creature thought of its mission and moved toward the compound. It forced tears from its eyes and sniffled and whimpered. On the west rampart, the sentry stopped walking and peered down at the field. "Who's there?" The creature whimpered louder and went on sniffling and stopped when it was close enough for the warrior to see it.
"Mister," it said, "can you help me?"
"May the spirit preserve us," the man blurted.
"I'm all alone," the creature said, and dabbed at its eyes. "A green cloud killed my mommy and my daddy."
"Stay right where you are, girl. Do you hear me? We'll send someone out for you."
"Thank you," the creature said. "Thank you so very much."
The plan was working, as it knew it would. Soon, every mammal in the home would be dead, dead, dead. Chapter 2. The giant was on his back with one arm behind his head and the other around his wife, his broad chest cushioning her soft cheek. Her light snores filled the bedroom in their cabin. The window was open a hand's width to admit the night air, and through it came the pad of running feet. Instantly, the giant's eyes snapped open. He slipped out of bed and was up and tugging his pants on before the first knock.
"Blade?" Jenny said, drowsily rising on an elbow. "Is everything all right?"
"Someone's at the door," Blade said, reaching for a leather belt draped over a chair. From it hung matching bowies in twin sheaths. "See to Gabe."
Jenny rose and clutched her robe.
"I hope it's not serious."
"Makes two of us."
Blade donned his vest and quickly pulled on his boots. The urgent knocks continued as he left the bedroom and crossed to the front door. He opened it as wide as the chain allowed and saw who it was.
"Chain?"
"Spartacus sent me to fetch you," the young warrior said. He was dressed in black save for a splash of white at his hip where a pearl-handled Ruger Vaquero nestled in a holster.
"There's someone outside the compound."
"This late at night?"
As Blade was all too aware, the wastelands were barely survivable during the day. After the sun went down, they were killing fields.
"It's a little girl," Shane said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?